WBEE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The pain of losing a child to a school shooting has been visited on parents yet again. A 17-year-old boy has shot and killed a sixth grader and wounded five others in the latest mass shooting. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It was the first day back to school in Perry, Iowa after the winter holiday, when at 7:37 a.m., shots rang out.
Student activation at Perry High School, if possible. Gunshots.
Within 7 minutes, the first officers arrived, followed by more than 100 others from local, state, and federal agencies.
Officers immediately attempted to locate the source of the threat and quickly found what appeared to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Are you tired of being tracked from website to website by cookies on your computer? CBS News tech contributor Ian Schurer says Google is testing a feature that will make those cookies crumble.
Google says it's only going to test this on 1% of its users. That sounds pretty small, but it's actually 30 million people. What this all comes down to is a sense of privacy. A lot of people feel as though they are being tracked across the web, and indeed they are.
If you take a popular arthritis medication, this story's for you.
CVS Caremark, the nation's second biggest pharmacy benefits manager, is removing the blockbuster arthritis drug Humira from some of its list of preferred drugs for reimbursement on commercial health plans as of April 1st. CVS will recommend biosimilar versions of the medication instead.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula. CVS says its decision means you could save up to 50% on prescription arthritis medication. If you've got a snowplow, you're definitely looking forward to this weekend in New England, says CBS News Boston reporter Beth Germano.
For Kevin Godek in Bridgewater, with three trucks ready to go on Sunday and the phone finally ringing with clients, he only hopes Mother Nature won't let him down.
The anticipation of the storms happening, and then after fueling up all the trucks and getting ready, and then the storm fails.
Worcester is expecting at least several inches of snow.
A mix of snow and freezing rain could fall from the southern Appalachians to the northeast this weekend. Two dozen people were hurt when a slow-moving New York City subway train carrying a few hundred passengers collided with an empty train. Passenger Evelyn Aguilar.
There's lots of us in there. People started getting claustrophobic. People dropped everything in the jolt. I hit my head against the window. People were getting hurt, basically.
South African former Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius has been released on parole in his home. Almost 11 years ago, he murdered his girlfriend, 29-year-old model Reba Steenkamp. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A public memorial for Senator Herb Cole is a week from Friday in Milwaukee. Cole helped build his family's chains of grocery and department stores. He served four terms as a U.S. senator, and he owned the Milwaukee Bucks for many years. People can make donations in Cole's name to the La Follette School of Public Affairs, the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, and Wisconsin Teachers Classroom Projects. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015-2017 state budget. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in San Antonio. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was close, but the Bucks pulled off a 125-121 win over the Spurs. Giannis on facing Victor Wembanyama for the first time.
He's unbelievable. Unbelievable talent. Can score at will anytime he wants. Plays the right way. Plays to win. It was great playing against him.
Spurs head coach Greg Popovich on how the game ended.
What I wanted was a different call on the last play where Giannis got a three-point play. But sometimes the calls go for you, sometimes they go against you, and you got to live with it.
College hoops, number 21 ranked Wisconsin Badgers host the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow, 1:15 at the Kohl Center. NFL, if tight end Luke Musgrave plays this Sunday against the Bears, will he be concerned about a hit to his back where he suffered that lacerated kidney?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if you can think too deeply on it, because that's just going to slow you down.
That's Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries tomorrow night into Saturday, high again in the mid-30s. Flurries wrap up Saturday night, partly sunny and low 30 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with fantastic Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board, our engineer and producer. It is Thursday, January 4th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Whether you're taking us on your brown bag lunch, walking along the banks of the Fox River, maybe along the Chippewa River, wherever you are across the state of Wisconsin, welcome in. Thanks for being here on, at least in the capital city, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at Civic Media's world headquarters. Mr. Zummers, the sun is peeking out.
It sure is. It may be pretty chilly outside, but it's definitely sunny.
Yeah.
And if you are going on a walk with maybe your brown paper bag lunch, you want to stop on by and share some of that?
Yeah. Are you a little hungry, Mr. Zummers?
A little bit. Nothing crazy.
Well, you were feeling a little under the weather today, so we appreciate you making the effort to be in. There's a lot of that going around.
There sure is.
Whether it's respiratory stuff or COVID or flu or, you know, I went to the grocery store to buy some holiday groceries right before the Christmas season there, and I wore my mask again in the grocery store for the first time, not because I was feeling poorly, but just, you know, to stop the spread, as they say. And I don't care whether it's COVID or flu or whatever. I was talking to some of our other colleagues about this yesterday. The thing is, when everybody or most people were wearing a mask, guess what? We didn't get quite as ill as we normally do.
Weird. I don't know. I mean, other countries, other cultures often do that. It's right. America is too freedom to worry about that, I guess.
Well, I think it's just a good, you know, a good practice, as they say, to be respectful of others. And so anyway, that's what we're doing here, is trying to mask a little bit and keep everybody healthy. A good reminder to all of you, if you have not got your your COVID booster, you put that together, you get a coaster, a COVID booster. Like Todd has not. I need to go in and get mine.
I have to get the latest one as well.
Or your flu shot or whatever. Get vaccinated. It truly does help. And if you do, it doesn't mean you won't get any of these things. But if you do get it, the likelihood is you won't get it as bad as you could. And you certainly won't end up hospitalized, hopefully. So just a good public service reminder.
Additionally, if you have a nice table at home, you may want to pick up some coasters as well to protect the finish.
Yes, always a good idea. Coming up on the show at 12:30 this morning, this afternoon, pardon me, been one of those days. This afternoon at 12:30, Luke Mathers, our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, Thursday Tangents with Lukester, a special edition since we were off on Tuesday. So Luke's going to stop by, and maybe we'll all be wearing masks in that segment.
I don't know. It's the first one of the year. I wonder if we have a new year, new Luke kind of situation. I don't think so, but
all right, we'll
find
see.
Out.
All right, we'll find out at 12:30. Then at 1:30 this afternoon, Matt Solomon in hour number two of Cracked.com.
in with a interesting piece that he wrote for Cracked. We're going to talk about it. Are you a fan of Saturday Night Live?
I wouldn't call myself a huge fan. I'm an enjoyer of Saturday Night Live. I don't usually go out of my way to watch it. I mostly have watched old skits as well, or sketches, whatever the heck you're supposed to call them, rather than current ones.
I'm old enough to remember, not quite, I mean, I was born, but I wasn't really watching it at that age, the original cast back in the 70s. But I remember some of them, Belushi and Aykroyd and others. And I was a huge fan of the 90s, kind of the Dana Carvey, Al Franken years, that sort of thing. And then ebbed and flowed. I would, other than Kenan Thompson and Michael Che, I'm not sure that I could name off a whole bunch of other people right now.
There's probably some I could name, but I have no idea if they're still on the cast. Like, I know Kate McKinnon at least was.
Yeah, she was. She's not anymore.
Okay. Yeah, see, that shows you how much I keep up with it.
So, but anyway, if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, Matt Solomon is going to be in a piece that he wrote called A Radical Fix for SNL in 2024. I've read the piece. It's fascinating. As someone who likes comedy and TV and writing, Mr. Solomon has come up with an idea to pitch the great Lorne Michaels of how he can make Saturday Night Live better without firing anybody.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so it should be a good half hour at 1:30. Mr. Matt Solomon is in. First of all, I want to start this afternoon at 11 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. An update on some breaking news. I know that Jane Matinier on Matinier on the Air, terrific program. You know, basically the same thing she's been doing the last 3 months on behalf of Kristen, but now Kristen has moved on. It is Matinier on the Air along with Greg Bach as well. So Jane and Greg are doing a fantastic job. So excited for their new opportunity, and particularly for Jane, who, you know, a legend in Milwaukee and Wisconsin radio. We're so fortunate to have her, and so excited for this opportunity for her as well. Anyway, I know that Jane and Greg were talking about this last couple of hours. Just an update here from CBS News on the Iowa school shooting. Here is the latest. Multiple people were injured, according to CBS News, in a shooting at Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, Perry High School in Iowa this morning. The teenage shooter is dead. Two different sources reported to CBS News. Dallas County Sheriff Adam Infante did not identify the shooter, but indicated that they were born in 2006. Dallas County officials in Iowa say it's still unclear how many were injured in the shooting and the extent of the injuries. Perry High School, located roughly 40 miles northwest of Des Moines. According to Infante, the school had not started yet when the incident was reported at 7:37 this morning, so there were very few students and staff in the building. Law enforcement responded within 7 minutes after an alert from the school that indicated an active shooter. This morning was the school's first day back after the holiday break. As you can imagine, classes are canceled for the day. KCCI television reported that a number of parents told them that students were being turned away when they arrived this morning. One of those parents said that her ninth grade daughter was rushed from school grounds at around 7:45 this morning. She said that she was still looking for her sixth grade son, Amir, about 1 hour after that. So certainly our thoughts, our prayers, our concerns are with all those folks in Iowa, Perry High School. More details will emerge. We'll bring those to you at the bottom and top of the hour on our national news broadcast, as well as in this show, if there's any significant developments there. But we are 4 days in 2024 and already our first school shooting of the year. And look how I said that, first, because, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be more. Not a whole lot more I can say at this point. And we'll continue to do shows on reasonable gun control, on responsibility. But once again, a shooting in Perry, Iowa this morning. It is 13 now past the hour, coming up on 14 past the hour of 12 noon. Want to go to the other top story, or one of the other top stories this morning here in the state of Wisconsin and making news into the afternoon. And that is what is going on down at Whitewater. Whitewater, for those of you who might not know, in other parts of the state, is kind of southeast of Madison in that part of the state. It'd be east of Beloit and the Janesville area there in southern Wisconsin. Great university of Wisconsin-Whitewater. great football program.
Great music program.
Yeah, great music program, great business school as well. But we're not talking really specifically about the University of Whitewater this afternoon. The headline, Whitewater Police Chief sends a letter to Biden, President Biden, asking for help with immigration. This from the reporting of Hope Knopp. Whitewater Police Chief Daniel Meyer sent a letter to President Joe Biden and other national and state officials last week asking for resources to assist the city with an increase in immigration from Nicaragua and Venezuela. In his letter, Meyer noted that Whitewater, which has a population of about 15,000, has seen about 800 to 1,000 immigrants arrive since early in 2022. Let me say that again. Between 800 and 1,000 immigrants since early 2022. It is now early 2024. That is, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 folks have arrived in 2 years. Okay? Quote, as a municipal government, our focus is not on legal status, but rather ensuring we are providing the resources expected of a municipality to all residents of the city. Unfortunately, we are increasingly finding it difficult to do that. Meyer explained challenges with communication and expensive translation software. He said officers' workload is strained due to an increase in unlicensed drivers, and the department's number of traffic stops is down. Meyer said officers have seen poor living conditions and responded to multiple sexual assaults and other crimes, including the death of an infant. Quote, none of this information is shared as a means of putting people down or vilifying a group of people. He said, we see a great value of the increasing diversity this group brings to our community. We simply need to ensure that we can continue to properly serve this group. And the letter goes on from there. Whitewater Wise, another local newspaper, reported that Meyer presented the letter to the Common Council in mid-December, where the council also indicated it would write a letter of its own. Meyer's letter was sent to 13 officials, including Vice President Kamala Harris, Department of Homeland Security, Democratic Governors Tony Evers, also U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Reps Brian Stile and Scott Fitzgerald, amongst others. In November, Johnson and Stile met with local law enforcement to discuss the impact of illegal immigration on Whitewater and Walworth County. At a press conference following the meeting, Meyer outlined the same challenges included in his letter. So I wanted to set that up as kind of the stage for this, all right? And again, it's important to remember that according to the police chief, the number of immigrants to Whitewater who are apparently undocumented is somewhere between 800 and 1,000 over the last 2 years. Okay? Those are the facts. So now let's go to some other reporting, if you can call it that, I guess. And I want to bring to attention here, our friend Dan Schaefer at the Recombobulation Area tweeted this out this morning. And I think this is really good. I want to give Dan Schaefer credit for this. He said a couple of things here. One, a viral conservative media story is making it seem like 1,000 people showed up at once, when in the letter, as reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Whitewater Wise, it was 800 to 1,000 immigrants have come to Whitewater since early 2022. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Dan Schaefer says, don't we keep hearing about how we want people to move to Wisconsin to address declining population growth rates? Aren't businesses saying we need more people to fill job openings? We should be more welcoming to people who want to come to this great country and build a life. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you an area that I agree. Yes, that's right. I agree with Scott Walker on Ronald Reagan and what Reagan and Bush said about immigration in their own words after this.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Sommer is on the board. We have Mr. Luke Mathers, an edition of Thursday Tensions with Luke after the break at 12:30. At 1:30, Matt Solomon of Crack.com with a lighter look at the radical fix for Saturday Night Live in 2024. Looking forward to both of those talks with both of those gentlemen. Coming up right now, though, want to continue this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And again, we read this tweet from Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area, and he put it into great context here. Because again, we read this letter from the police chief last segment in Whitewater saying that it's somewhere between an estimated 800 and 1,000 migrants who have come to Whitewater in the last 2 years. Now, there is a right-wing, so-called journalism outfit. It's usually not, called Wisconsin Right Now. Their headline is, Biden floods small Wisconsin town with 1,000 migrants, unquote. I mean, it's just completely misleading and not true. Number one, Joe Biden didn't do this. And number two, not all 800 to 1,000 people came in one day. And there's a lot of nuance to this that we can get into, and we will a bit later. But first of all, I want to do something very rare on this program, and that is find an area of agreement with former Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. I pulled up a post of his from 2015. Remember what Scotty Walker was doing in 2015, September 21st? He was running for president of the United States, just like Badger Boy State. And he had just gotten done with a debate out at the Reagan Library, which I've been to. Beautiful place. If you ever get a chance, regardless of your political affiliation, go to the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. It's beautiful. It's stunning. It's just a great place. I want to read you what Scott Walker wrote on September 21st of 2015. He said, quote, as a kid, I was drawn to Ronald Reagan because he was a Republican and a conservative. But most of all, I admired him because of his eternal optimism in the American people. That thought came into my head when we were all standing at the Reagan Library one Wednesday. President Reagan was good for America because he was an optimist. Sadly, the debate taking place in the Republican Party today is not focused on that optimistic view of America. Instead, it has drifted into personal attacks. In the end, I believe that voters want to be for something and not against someone. Instead of talking about how bad things are, we want to hear how we can make them better for everyone. We need to get back to the basics of our party. Unquote. Nothing there I don't disagree with about Scott Walker, what he wrote there.
Now, unfortunately, what he did may not align with what he said, well, but what he said sounds good.
What he said in 2015 when he was running against Donald Trump, very different than what happened later on, right? But this, it doesn't matter whether it's Scott Walker, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of the 3rd Congressional District, Glenn Grothman, Congressman in Wisconsin, Brian Stile, the 1st District of Wisconsin, Congressman. They all love Ronald Reagan. Many of them also love George H.W. Bush, the first Bush president. So I want to take us back, pursuing the truth, wherever it may lead. It's going to lead us back to 1980, the Republican primary of 1980. Reagan and Bush were running against each other. They were in Texas for a presidential debate. And the question came up on immigration and kids who come here with parents who are undocumented. This is the standard bearer. Two U.S. Republican presidents in my lifetime. The man that Scott Walker and most Wisconsin Republicans idolize, put up on a pedestal, Ronald Wilson Reagan. First of all, here's the question, followed by George H.W. Bush's response.
Yes, my name is David Grossberg, and I'd like to know, do you think the children of illegal aliens should be allowed to attend Texas public schools free, or do you think that their parents should pay for their education?
Who are you addressing that to?
I think you're first in this.
Bush goes first.
Right at you. I said he was. Look, I'd like to see something done about the illegal alien problem that would be so sensitive and so understanding about labor needs and human needs that that problem wouldn't come up. But today, if those people are here, I would reluctantly say I think they would get whatever it is that they're, you know, what the society is giving to their neighbors. But the problem has to be solved. The problem has to be solved because as we have kind of made illegal some kinds of labor that I'd like to see legal, we're doing two things. We're creating a whole society of really honorable, decent, family-loving people that are in violation of the law, and secondly, we're exacerbating relations with Mexico. The answer to your question is much more fundamental than whether they attend Houston schools, it seems to me. I don't want to see a whole, if they're living here, I don't want to see a whole thing of 6- and 8-year-old kids being made, you know, one totally uneducated and made to feel that they're living with outside the law. Let's address ourselves to the fundamentals. These are good people, strong people. Part of my family is a Mexican.
Right there, George W. Bush alluding to the fact that his son, Jeb Bush, married Columba Bush, who was a Mexican-American. George P. Bush went on to have a political career as well, part Latino. President Bush talking about these are good people, strong people, wanting to find ways forward. Ronald Reagan, the standard bearer of the Republican Party, says, hold my beer.
Can I add to that? I think the time has come that the United States and our neighbors, particularly our neighbor to the south, should have a better understanding and a better relationship than we've ever had. And I think that we haven't been sensitive enough to our size and our power. They have a problem of 40% to 50% unemployment. Now, this cannot continue without the possibility arising with regard to that other country that we talked about, of Cuba and what it is stirring up, of the possibility of trouble below the border, and we could have a very hostile and strange neighbor on our border. Rather than making them or talking about putting up a fence, why don't we work out some recognition of our mutual problems, make it possible for them to come here legally with a work permit, and then while they're working and earning here, they pay taxes here. And when they want to go back, they can go back and they can cross and open the border both ways by understanding their problems. This is the only safety valve right now they have with that unemployment that probably keeps the lid from blowing off down there. And I think we could have a fine relationship, and it would solve the problem you mentioned also.
Ronald Wilson Reagan, President of the United States, two times elected, one of the greatest presidents in American history in many ways, an eternal optimist, said he does not only want not even a wall, not even a fence. Let's have open borders and a legal process so people can cross and go back and forth and work. And you know what? Ronald Reagan was all about the dollar sign. Let's make sure they're paying taxes into our economy and make a stronger economy. That's what Ronald Reagan was about. Ronald Reagan and George Bush had compassion. Guess what Ronald Reagan also did? He signed an amnesty bill, and they didn't try to couch it and sugarcoat it. It was an amnesty bill for a large group of folks who had come here undocumented to give them permanent resident status so that they weren't living in the shadows, so that they could be dignified, respected, and part of the American melting pot. That is what the Republican Party used to stand for, okay? Those are the facts, my friends. 844-967-2789. Back after this, 844-967-2789. Luke Mathers and more on the other side.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, a 17-year-old boy has shot and killed the sixth grader and wounded five others at a school in Perry, Iowa. Mitch Mortbett is with the State Division of Criminal Investigation.
Officers located during the search of the school an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe.
The shooter killed himself. Google is testing a feature on its Chrome browser that disables third-party cookies. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherr.
Google says it's going to force the advertising industry to be more respectful when people ask websites and apps not to track them as much.
CVS is removing the arthritis drug Humira from some lists of preferred drugs in a few months, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
CVS will recommend biosimilar versions of the medication instead. CVS says the move could lead to savings for consumers of up to 50% on prescription arthritis medication.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony Wednesday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Attic.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
Wisconsin's ballot access ranked 47th in the 2022 Cost of Voting Index. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries tomorrow night into Saturday, high again in the mid-30s. Flurries wrap up Saturday night, partly sunny and low 30 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
The morning show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed.
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it counts. Yeah.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes past 12 noon Thursday, January 4th. Time for a Thursday edition of Thursday Tangents with Luke Mathers, Mr. Zommer's.
Thursday edition of Thursday Tangents?
That's right. Mr. Zommer's dialing up some funky music.
I thought we'd give Luke a nice, funky, fresh welcome for the new year.
A funky, fresh welcome, Mr. Mathers. How in the world are you? Up or down?
I'm just a little down.
All right, very good.
I'm doing well, Todd. How about yourself?
Well, you know, Mr. Zommer's has been feeling under the weather. You look a little grayish yourself.
Yeah, I'm about 70%, but you know.
But still you made it.
70% on my for me is, you know, sometimes better than 100%. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But that's why we love you, because you're here, and you by golly, even when you're not feeling 100%, you still make it to the microphone. We couldn't be happier. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Todd. I told you on Tuesday that I'd join you, and then yesterday was pretty rough, and I was like, you know, I'm going to power through today, and I'm feeling better now, but 24 hours ago, not fun.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So I think a second from Bill Economowoc. We're talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning on Whitewater, the police chief there, trying to address this concern that 800 to 1,000 migrants have come to Whitewater over the last 2 years. Right-wing media and right-wing Republican politicians trying to make this sound like Joe Biden, quote-unquote, sent 1,000 migrants to Whitewater overnight, which is not true, not the case. This is a very complex problem. And before the break, we played, well, first of all, I read a quote from Scott Walker in 2015 saying how, you know, how much he admired Ronald Reagan and how we need to get, quote, back to the basics of our party and that voters want to be for something and not against someone. Instead of talking about how bad things are, we want to hear about how we can make them better for everyone. And I said, you know what? There's a Scott Walker line I can agree with. I mean, if you just take it for what he wrote, right? I'm okay with that. But the problem that Mr. Zommer's pointed out, he ran for president under a very different kind of thing. And just like Badger Boy State, it didn't work out.
Well, he governed in a very different way, too.
Well, exactly.
It might have been the way, but you believe people when they tell you who they are. And his whole mindset of divide and conquer was more or less what Scott Walker was all about, rather than that quote that you can, as you say, agree with. It is unfortunate that the... Every single political cycle, Todd, immigration gets brought up and is used as a boogeyman and gets voters scared and in an effort to get them to try to vote in a certain way. And fear is a real factor. And if you're told that there's caravans coming and people are coming to steal your jobs, and it can be a very terrifying thing when you're not aware, as you said, of a very complex issue. But this is an issue that Scott Walker and Republicans for the last 40 plus years have just been punting on. They've just decided, hey, we can use this as a rallying cry for elections. We don't ever have to actually solve this problem. And unfortunately, that's just where we see this now. It is a punching bag. It's a political punching bag that I don't know if we'll ever get to see it addressed even in my lifetime, because it doesn't seem like there's going to be a common sense place where both parties can come together and address it. And as it continues to get ignored, it just gets worse and worse.
We had before the break there, we played the cuts of both former presidents George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan in a debate from 1980. George H.W. Bush said, look, we have to allow children of undocumented to go to school just like everybody else, make sure they're educated, make sure they're not ostracized, and have to find a way to integrate them and be part of our community. Ronald Reagan said, hold my beer. Not only do I not want walls, I don't even want a fence, and I actually want to have a legal way for people to go back and forth and work and pay taxes in the U.S. And then, of course, when he became president, he didn't even try to sugarcoat it. He actually signed an amnesty bill that made thousands, tens of thousands of undocumented folks legal permanent residents of the United States. Very different from people like Derek Van Orden and Brian Stile and
Tom Tiffany
and Mike Gallagher. Yep. A very different line. But of course, the point I was making with the Walker thing, Walker, of course, all these other guys I named, hold Ronald Reagan up as the end all be all.
The skipper.
Right. So I just wanted to refresh people's memory of what Ronald Reagan actually stood for and what his actions were as president of the United States. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Bill in Oconomowoc, you've been holding for a while, my friend. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. What say you?
Happy New Year back at you. By the way, the word is humanitarianism. The new right has no use for humanitarian efforts. None. They care about themselves. They don't care about students. They don't care about immigrants. Students are a problem. Education's a problem. Colleges are a problem. And now the biggest of all are those horrible immigrants that are coming into our country, and they make a big deal about it. You mentioned the people that came to Whitewater. Now, I don't live in Whitewater. I don't know the community. But if they came to my community, I guess the first thing I would ask is, hey, what are the Council of Churches doing? Are we helping these people? Are we getting them comfortable? Are we finding them places? What can we do to make their lives better now that they're here? Greg Abbott thinks it's hilarious to put them on a plane, charge the taxpayers millions for this scam he's running. What would happen if Greg Abbott had plane loads of M16s with unlimited ammunition dropped on his doorstep, because that's what he promotes? He would be livid. He would say, well, you're crazy. But yet he does the same thing with human lives, and these far-right people can't compromise it. Last but not least, the wonderful and talented Mike Johnson, the new speaker, claims he believes in the Bible. There's a chapter and verse that says, until you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. I want to ask Mike Johnson, if he believes in the Bible, why did he forget that passage? Thanks, guys, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Luke?
I think that's very spot on, Bill. I mean, I think it's also important to note that these communities, say Whitewater or any Wisconsin community around the state, individuals that are trying to come to our country, our state, to provide a better life for themselves and for their families that have been ignored by a system that has not had updates in it for several decades, they're the individuals that are working in restaurant kitchens.
Right.
They're working on farms.
Right.
They're the ones waking up to milk the dairy cows here in the state of Wisconsin. The dairy state, a lot of migrant labor is responsible for tending to our agricultural needs here in this state. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are trying to make a better life for themselves, and it's really, really easy to ignore this problem until all of a sudden you see a political ad saying there's somebody coming to steal your job. There's a caravan at the border. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, well, I have to vote for the people. It is sickening that this gets left to be just a political toss-up every election cycle.
There's a story in ProPublica, which we're going to try to get to a little bit later, pointing out your exact point, Lou.
Yes.
And did an in-depth investigative reporting on what you're saying, the importance of it. It's the dirty secret. I can tell you from working both for a congressman and a state senator in Wisconsin, we had dairy farmers calling us all the time saying, Republicans, say, what are you guys doing? We will collapse if we don't have both documented and undocumented workers in Wisconsin agriculture here. It's just a fact. And nobody wants to talk about that. Off the text line, quickly, first of all, well, let's go back there, Mr. Somers. We'll get that first one. This is from Joe in Oshkosh, listening on WISS. Oshkosh Air Support says, quote, Ronald Reagan and compassion? How about no? Him and Nancy did not have compassion. Remember when they denied Rock Hudson his medications when he was suffering from AIDS? Yeah, that's not compassion, unquote. You know, fair point. But again, I think how you look at things through the lens of 2024 versus the lens of, you know, 1982 is slightly different. I will note that Nancy Reagan was, I believe, the first lady to ever go to an AIDS clinic or an AIDS hospital and pick up a baby with AIDS. And that was a big deal. It's a big photo in Time, I think, at the time. So, you know,
it was certainly before my time. Sorry.
Yes, I know it was before your time. But I mean, you know, again, you have to look at it, I believe, through the lens of then sometimes and versus now. And yes, Reagan certainly HIV was something was just happening. It was misunderstood. Reagan downplayed it. I'll criticize him for that. But fast forward to when George W. Bush was president. Both Republicans and Democrats agree what he did with PEPFAR in Africa has saved tens of thousands of lives and prevented HIV and the spread of AIDS there. So it's, you know, again, I think you have to kind of be cognizant of the times and not just one comment. Also off the text line here, WAUK, Jeff from Shorewood says, TA and AZ, I guess that's Todd and Zomers, isn't there a comprehensive immigration bill sitting out there with bipartisan Senate support? Yes, there
the
is.
The Dignity Act.
Yes, there is, Jeff. And Republicans now in the House are saying they are not going to vote for what Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate have worked out in the Senate with Chuck Schumer, the Democrat. Surprise, surprise.
Nah. And that's the thing is you can have like this whole system where you have some Republicans maybe acting in good faith, maybe not, but working towards a solution. But it only takes a few in either when they're in control of the House in the House or if they're in control of the Senate in the Senate to just throw up their hands and say, well, we're going to be the bad guy on this one. But then the problem just continues to be something that all Republican candidates start running on when it comes to election season again. And so, maybe there is. I don't know a whole lot about the Dignity Act. I'll have to look into it a little bit more. But the fact that there are sometimes solutions hanging there, it's the fact that it only takes a few in our system to gum up the works and make it so that we don't see efforts on these things advance.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And as you sow, so shall you reap. I mean, that. Let's remember that part of the problem that we have is the unstable governments that are in Central America and in Mexico as well, as a result of Reagan's war on Central American socialist slash perhaps Marxist governments down there. The whole Iran-Contra thing was part of that, and that the war on drugs that I would posit has destabilized Mexico to a great extent, exacerbating that problem right there. And let's remember that the whole southwest of the United States was carved out of the nation of Mexico, at that time, when we had, American citizens moving into that territory, in violation of, in some cases, of Mexican law at the time, which they wanted Catholics to come. They didn't want the, primarily Protestants to come in there because that was their immigration policy at that point in time. And our failure to recognize that is just remarkable to me. And that the fact that here we have people, that I don't want undocumented workers here in this country. I want them all to be documented. I want them to find a process to document each and every one of these people. And if they want to stay here permanently, find a way of making them, issuing them a green card and eventually making them citizens of the United States, as might happen with my European ancestry.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. And the thing is, there's another article today talking about the Wisconsin Police Association, other law enforcement are emphasizing again in the police chief in Whitewater and other places, because an undocumented person in Wisconsin cannot get a legal driver's license, that is hurting law enforcement. It is making them they're pulling people over for fewer traffic stops of any kind. And all the people that they do, it is more unsafe for law enforcement to not know who is in that vehicle than if they had a driver's license. And other states, what you do is you have a license specifically to drive. It doesn't entitle you to vote, get on a plane. It is a special marking, a special color. It is only a legal document to drive, and Republicans in Wisconsin will continue to hold that up.
Yeah, that was something I kind of get to pull something out of your book that you always say. That's something I worked on the Capitol almost a decade ago.
There you
go. That was a piece of legislation that almost 10 years ago now, I was helping one of the offices that was the co-sponsors of that legislation. And it was something that, again, there was bipartisan support for.
Right.
It was something that wanted to get done, but because not the leadership of the Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature, the elected Republican officials that led the state legislature did not want it to pass, it didn't go anywhere.
I think I'm going to look in my closet. I'll find a T-shirt. the hat. Been there and done that. So I've got the hat. I got the T-shirt. I've seen the movie.
Yeah. It's weird how that just keeps happening.
I know. It's a cycle. But maybe with fair maps, maybe we're going to break that cycle in 2024. Maybe. We'll see. Jay in London, Tom in McFarland, and PT out in Portland. Do not go anywhere. As Matt Flynn says, we see you on the lines. You are next, along with Luke Mathers. What grinds his gears? More after this in the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, January 4th. Zomer's on the board. Mr. Luke Mathers, a special Thursday edition of Tuesday Tangents. Luke Mathers, always happy to have him here, our executive producer of Civic Media and guru of knowledge. And all around, just a guy who makes you feel better when you see him.
It's too kind.
It's that kind of guy.
It's very, very kind.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, talking about the immigration issue happening, according to Wisconsin, pardon me, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, what's happening down in Whitewater, the police chief writing a letter to the Biden administration saying, you know, we need some help here. There's been about 800 to 1,000 migrants in Whitewater over the last 2 years, despite what right-wing media is saying, making it sound like Joe Biden himself sent 1,000 migrants overnight.
Is it new data since the census got rolled out? Or I have to look more into the sources here.
Well, and again, it goes exactly to your point, Luke, that we don't need misinformation, outright lies to stoke the fear that already exists. Mm-hmm. Let's deal in factual information. And even the police chief is saying, look, we want to be compassionate. We are just saying that we want people to be safe. We want people to have shelter. We want people to be able to understand things.
Yeah.
You know, it's anyway, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Jay in London. Jay across the pond. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Hello, sir. Luke, Matt, Happy New Year, Luke.
Happy New Year, Jay.
Yeah.
What say you, Jay?
The Gallup Ed. Isn't that a bill called Gallup Ed bill? No?
Say again.
Isn't that a bill called Gang of Eight?
Gang of Eight? I'm not familiar with a bill.
Yeah, in New York Congress.
Well, there's a bill in Congress right now dealing with immigration. The problem is Republicans want to tie it to Ukraine and Israeli aid. Well, I mean, both sides kind of do. But the Republicans, instead of dealing with the Biden administration and coming to the passing the things they can agree on, Republicans are in this zero-sum game. They want all or nothing. So that's kind of what's holding it up in very basic terms.
I don't think they want a deal. I think they want to use the issue to demagogue it in 2024 election. I don't think
That's what Luke's saying. They're just using it as a campaign issue. Now, very quickly, Jay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm guessing you probably were not born in the U.K.
No. Why? You are not rude.
My point is, you're an immigrant, right? And you've made the UK better.
Yeah.
I mean, over in the UK, do you think that by and large, are people more open and understanding of immigration, or do you see this backlash in the UK right now?
It's happening on the Tory side this time around.
The Tory side, the conservative side.
Yeah, they are also putting this stuff because there's an election coming, probably around October. Okay. Normally we have elections in May, but now they push it to October because the prime minister is behind the polls. The party is behind the polls, so they want to catch up with the Labour Party.
It's
so
always politics, right, Jay? All right, thanks, Jay. I always appreciate listening. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 here in Dane County. Tom in McFarland listening in on WMDX. Tom, what say you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, yes, the Republicans, at least the current Republicans, they have no interest in actually governing. You can see that within what they have accomplished within the House during this last session. You know, the least productive House and
they worked really hard on those 23 ever. Bills. All right. All right, Tom. They worked really, really hard on those 23 bills.
So governance, they don't want to do. Immigration reform, that's governance. That's not politics. Politics is what Johnson is doing of going down to the border. And he just, you know, absolutely no solutions save for the fact that I can do this for a photo op and raise some money. That's the only thing the current House is interested in. Is the politics and the raising money just to keep power for the sake of power. You can see this based off of, like, if they were serious about immigration reform, we could actually resolve immigration reform rather quickly by going after the employers. And if we told the employers, especially those that have large amounts of undocumented workers, and they know that they can just, like, skirt OSHA laws, make it a federal crime. And watch the owners suddenly take an interest in this.
I agree with you. I agree with you for most of that, Tom. As a former business owner and manager myself, I will tell you that even as a business owner and manager, it's because there isn't enough staff on the, I'll just say broadly, the immigration side to process things. That also makes it very difficult on actual owners. So it's not just cracking down on people who are hiring people, quote unquote, illegally. It's providing a system that can process that so that you can have actual people who are legally working.
But that system was created by the Republicans. There's a reason why there's not enough staff to do this, and I agree with you. That's because of the Republicans.
I'll say that's half right. I mean, and again, Luke reminds me this is back in the 90s. I don't think it's changed a lot. But even in the 90s, I mean, I sat in a meeting with Eve Galanter, now the departed Herb Kohl's Madison director, and she agreed. It was Democrats and Republicans both. Who did not want to have the cost, the political chits, to pass that kind of funding to reform immigration. It just wasn't, it's not politically popular at the ballot box for either party.
But so, I would think that, you know, the Republicans could actually clean up on this. Because if you take a look at what the Republicans' message is as far as self-reliance, independence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, these people that are coming across the border, they define exactly what the Republicans' mandate should be, a model patriot citizen. They're doing everything that the Republicans say, that's what we should be doing. Yet they just demonize them.
I agree with you, Tom. Great call. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Quickly to Portland, Oregon. PT in Portland, what say you?
Hey, I'll be quick. I see your time's running out here a little bit. I just saw that a Republican from Texas, he said the quiet part out loud. He said, no border deal if it helps Biden's approval ratings.
I saw that.
The GOP is a party of, they're disingenuous. They don't want to solve problems. They want to use the immigration, what do you want to call it, crisis? I don't know. As a vehicle for attacking Biden. And they do this every cycle, right?
Yep.
But I think if Biden's stands up and starts using that, just that statement alone, against the Republicans, he could put pressure. Now, that's a Republican from Texas, okay?
I totally agree, PT. Great call. I think you nailed it. That was a great call to end the hour. Luke Mathers, 1 minute left. You get the last word. What grinds your gears, or what else do you want to say?
This is a very short grinds the gears. I don't know. We'll save the grinding gears for Tuesday. Because I'll be back with you for a regular scheduled appointment.
A regular Tuesday tangents with Luke.
There we go. First one of 2024 on a Tuesday.
We'll have an extended grinding of the gears.
There we go. That sounds like a good plan. I think this is one of those things where PT and Tom and all excellent points. And you just got to hold up the pressure to our elected officials, and you have to You have to call them out when you think they're being disingenuous and don't actually want to solve problems, but just pontificate.
These are people. Let's not play politics with them.
Absolutely.
Luke Mathers, thank you so much. Thursday Tangents with the fantastic Lukester. Back with more in Hour 2. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Hall Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.